Hey, we're back with another episode of the Young Ag Achievers podcast. I am Lee Benson, the Public Information Officer for the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry. And joining me once again is Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture, Blaine Arthur. Coming up on the program today, Secretary Arthur will be talking to a pair of ODAF Ag Youth Council alums who are now both in school at Oklahoma State. Morley Griffith is from Shawnee and Turner Longacre is from Kellyville. Secretary Arthur, we had a couple of current Ag Youth Council students on a couple of episodes ago, and so now you'll get a chance to catch up with some Ag Youth Council alumni. What should we expect from the interview with Morley and Turner?
Well, certainly excited to hear from both of these students, and I think something that's fun for us at the agency is we get to see our Ag Youth Council members kind of come through that program, and then we get to watch them as they continue to pursue their education and other activities. So just kind of excited to catch up with them and hear about some other things that they've got going on.
Well, before we get to that conversation with Turner and Morley, I got a question for you, and I feel like I'm on like some sort of children's program or something. Now that I'm remembering what I'm going to ask you, like you're supposed to be talking to some kindergartners and you're trying to get them going and like you're the teacher. And I'm going to ask you, what did you want to be when you were growing up?
Okay. What did I want to be when I was growing up? Probably several different things. I think maybe almost any ag kid thinks they want to be a veterinarian at some point in time. But then I realized that there were a lot of parts of that that I maybe didn't want to do after I had spent, my mother was a veterinarian, and you see some of those things up close and personal and you're like, nope, maybe going to kind of change that path a little bit. I did at one point think that I wanted to be an attorney. But then, you know, there's always sometimes those like negative like attorney jokes and people criticizing attorneys. So I was like, okay, maybe I don't want to do that. When I initially went to school at Oklahoma State, I was an AgEcon accounting major. Thought I was going to do accounting, and then realized after a couple of accounting classes that maybe that wasn't the best fit for me. So kicked around a lot of different things. Always, I think, wanted to do something that allowed me to still have some touch point with agriculture, which all of those pieces kind of did. And then I can assure you, I never thought that Secretary of Ag was not on my bingo card when I was in kindergarten, but certainly a great opportunity to have worked in this capacity.
I'll pick out one of those potential professions because I also had thought, not any serious thoughts, but I always kind of thought at times that being a lawyer would be cool.
Right.
And one of my best friends went to law school. I lived with him when he was in law school. And so I got to see him go through that just for a year.
Yes.
And then that definitely told me that, nope, that's not something that I want to get into. And then you learn, you meet other lawyers. I've met the lawyers here that work at the Department
for sure,
of Ag.
And for sure.
Before I came here and worked, I didn't really have a whole lot of interaction with people that were in the legal field. And so
right.
I've got to pick their brain. And you learn that it's just not really what it's like when you watch television or the movies. Like,
agreed.
At all.
It is not law and order, right?
Yeah.
It's not. You could still go to law school, though, Lee, right?
True.
You could still decide that maybe you do want to be an attorney.
The door is never closed. Well, maybe that's something that you can also do, because I did want to follow up and ask you, if you weren't doing this job that I know that you weren't anticipating really ever doing when you were younger, what would you want to be doing?
What would I want to be doing? Probably something, and some folks may know, prior to this, I worked at our 4-H Foundation here in Oklahoma. So something that has a tie to ag, but then also has a tie to youth development in some capacity, just because both the 4-H and FFA programs, I credit to a lot of the opportunities that I have had. So there's a lot of different jobs that could probably fit both of those pieces, but probably something along those lines.
Okay. Well, still to come, we're going to talk a little bit about Ag Day at the Capitol, which is coming up very soon. But first, we're going to send it back over to Secretary Arthur for her chat with Morley Griffith and Turner Longacre.
Well, good afternoon, and we're very excited to have two of our former Ag Youth Council members joining us here on the podcast. And we're just going to start out with both of you guys just telling the listeners a little bit about yourself. So, Turner, I will let you get started, and then we'll jump over to Morley.
Thank you, Secretary Arthur. My name is Turner Longacre. I'm from Kellyville, Oklahoma. I'm currently a freshman at Oklahoma State University. I served last year with Morley on the Ag Youth Council. And then last year, I also served in the capacity as president of the Oklahoma Junior Cattlemen's Association. So I'm officially ex officio, and Morley is now in my position. So.
Okay, Morley, how about you?
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you, Secretary Arthur, for having me and Turner. It's a great honor to be here. I'm also a freshman at Oklahoma State, majoring in agricultural leadership with a minor in political science. Like Turner said, I am currently serving in the capacity as the Oklahoma Junior Cattlemen's president. My background is just a little bit in the cattle industry. I grew up showing cattle, participating in youth leadership organizations like 4-H and FFA.
Okay, so to touch on the junior cattlemen, that's something that certainly lots of us are familiar with, but Morley, tell us about that organization or even just about showing cattle or livestock, why you chose to do that, and then why you're involved in junior cattlemen's.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. I think I wake up every day very appreciative for my background within the agriculture field and especially exhibiting livestock. It's something that contributed a lot of value to me in my life, and I'm appreciative to my parents for giving me that opportunity. So I think it's something that built a lot of life lessons like responsibility, accountability, time management, as well as serving the Oklahoma Junior Cattlemen's Association. It's been a great opportunity for me. I think it's something that can contribute a lot of good in the lives of for the youth that are a part of it. For me, it's been able to make connections all across the state, be involved in scholarship opportunities, learn about public speaking, and just networking with people and making lifelong friendships with the people that I serve on the board with as well.
Okay, great. Now, Turner, you were president last year, and you actually made some comments at one of our Board of Ag meetings that we held during what we kind of just call the preview show here in Oklahoma. But tell folks a little bit about that event, kind of all the work that goes into it, what you all as junior board members do to make that happen.
Of course. So I think Morley can agree with me. Preview show is one of our favorite events that we do all year.
Okay.
It's really great to have everybody in one spot showing good cattle. Good people, it's always going to be a great time. Like you touched on, I had totally forgotten about that I spoke to everybody.
Yeah,
there
did.
That was a great experience for me. I think that's one of the testaments to the Junior Cattlemen's Association, the way that we take our young people and mold them and develop them into leaders, to where an 18-year-old kid can go talk in a room full of people who are in their 40s and 50s and are leaders,
right,
in agriculture in our state, and that are ultimately making decisions. That's a great testament to that association. And Morley and I actually were talking about it on the phone this morning, and I told her, I said, that is probably one of my favorite things that I've ever been a part of, is the Oklahoma Junior Cattlemen's Association. But that show, there's a lot of work that goes into it from our side. We as members, we take on a lot of that responsibility. Obviously, we have somebody overseeing us, but as far as getting the shavings down, in the ring, breaking classes, et cetera, weighing in steers, we've got to do all those hard works, and especially we have a lot of events other than just the showing.
Okay.
At the show. We've got livestock judging contests there that we actually, a lot of years, we have a lot of out-of-state kids that come that are looking to go to junior colleges, that want to come to Oklahoma and judge our cattle, and we take that as a big-time compliment. We have a lot of events that we do for the younger kids to get the youth involved in the industry, and we really just try to make sure everybody has a good experience at their show, whether it's their first one or their 10th one. We want everybody to have a good time and to keep coming back.
Okay. Now, I know both of you all show in your respective breed junior national shows, but Morley, talk a little bit about the speech contest, judging contest, and we call it the preview show because it's kind of getting folks, hopefully, geared up for junior nationals, but kind of tell why that's an important opportunity for youth to participate in those contests or get ready, and kind of what then that next step of junior nationals is for each breed.
Absolutely. I think what the OJCA does, and it's very unique, is it provides youth with a platform to be successful in their future. So through these speech contests, sales talk contest, livestock judging, we are able to gain skills that prepare us to be able to speak to adults and be able to be prepared in an education perspective. I think me and Turner can both attest to the fact that the skills that we have gained through participating in contests like that have set us up for success within a classroom setting at a college campus, being able to be comfortable speaking to professors and being able to be comfortable speaking to our peers. And I think it's something that I am definitely appreciative of as well.
Now, I know it's preview show is usually in the summertime, and it gets to be a little bit warm. So talk about either one of you having attended several preview shows and participated. Do you have any fun or unique stories from preview show that you would want to share about something funny or wild or crazy that happened?
Well, I'm not sure if anything sticks out to me the most, but I think that the kids have a lot of fun just because it's a very broad age group. So you can have kids that are 3 years old or 18 years old that are all exhibiting livestock. And we have an event called Barnyard Olympics. And as a junior board, we are tasked with putting this on and planning an event to get kids have fun and just a little bit of a let loose from this chores that they have to do in the barn. So I think one of my most favorite memories of that event is a couple of the boys on the board just got some neck robes and some feed sacks together and really just put on an event and made these kids just run around in a circle, and they had a ball. So I think it is what you make out of it. And I think we all just enjoy having a fun time together, getting ready for junior nationals and just kind of letting loose before that.
Okay. Turner?
Piggybacking on that a little bit, I think from a junior board perspective, I think the parents really appreciate our work at the Barnyard Olympics.
Yeah.
Because the goal is to usually get the kids as tired as possible,
right,
and then send them back. And we usually do pretty good at it. I know it's a 3-year term to serve on the Oklahoma Junior Cattlemen's Association. If you become a part of the board, and then getting into a leadership position is a whole nother ball game. But serving on the board for 3 years, that was by far my favorite part of the preview show.
Okay.
That was my yearly workout.
Was
running around with
Olympics,
the kids. Yeah, every year. That's right. Yep, every year.
So you talked about, Turner, that it is that 3-year term. So I know I've seen you both be very successful in the show ring with your animals. But there might be some kids who maybe just have a commercial cattle background or are just getting started showing, maybe even just because they got into FFA and started showing. So they might be a little hesitant and say, okay, well, I haven't maybe had that much success in the show ring, so I don't know if I should look at being on the board. But talk about, is there an opportunity for those students to be involved in OJCA?
Absolutely. I think the great thing about OJCA is we bring cattlemen together. It has nothing to do whether you grew up on a feedlot operation or if you grew up, I grew up on personally a commercial cow-calf operation. That's what our family did as far as our cattle went. And we've grown that into something a little bit further with showing cattle. And I think we've had kids on the board year in and year out that have come from different backgrounds. And, you know, it's the Oklahoma Junior Cattlemen's Association. We're not just about showing cattle. I know another one of our big, which I'm sure we'll touch on it later, another one of our big events is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention that we host every year. And we always have something for the kids there. And that's honestly one of my favorite events because the older I get, the more I want to learn about the industry.
Okay.
And there's a lot of great opportunities there. And I think it's open to anybody. Really, I think that love for the industry, whatever sector you're from, should really push you into that position. And it can, Morley and I can both attest to this, it builds great relationships and really helps push you further in life.
Okay. So Morley, maybe touch on that. Why, my guess is you maybe knew some of the board members when you decided to run or saw someone and you're like, I want to do that too. But what kind of encouraged you to run for OJCA and now you're leading as a president? So kind of tell about your interest there.
I think just piggybacking off of Turner just a little bit, I think that there truly is a place for everyone in the OJCA and just agriculture as a whole. We have a common ground and a common platform and a common appreciation for all the work that each of us put in. And I think I just saw the youth that came before me and that were successful. And I just wanted to emulate them and be able to look up to them and hopefully accomplish some of the things that they do. I also just saw a great opportunity for me to grow as a leader and be able to plan and be able to get out of my comfort zone. We truly are at the preview show really responsible, and it is our show, and we take a lot of pride in that. We navigate all of the contests and planning, and I've helped out throughout the years with the cow camp contest, having to plan specifics for the event, gather feed samples, make the spreadsheets. And those are valuable skills that I've been able to gather and learn. So I think that that is a great opportunity for youth to be involved in. And I encourage anyone from all ages to be able to dive into this opportunity, because it really is a great one that'll get you pretty far.
No, I think those are great comments. As you're talking about Cal Camp, I also thought about the Quiz Bowl. The Quiz Bowl is always very entertaining at a preview show, because we have all ages, right, that do the Quiz Bowl? Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. It can get very competitive. But if you sit in on some of the younger ones, it can also be very entertaining, because they may not know everything, but they'll come up with an answer, that's for sure. So it's fun to sit in and listen to them.
More years than not, I think our younger teams have been a little bit smarter than our older teams.
I think that could be true.
That can happen. I think they're studied up. I think the little kids get studied up pretty good. But kind of tagging on to the Quiz Bowl, though, Turner, there it is a kind of a general knowledge on beef cattle and ag side. But so why is that important for those students to be learning those things? Why is it important for anyone in the ag industry to be able to communicate about what we do and why we do that?
Right. I think the great thing about Quiz Bowl is, you know, what we want, I think Morley and I can both attest to this, what we want as current president, past president of the Oklahoma Junior Cattlemen's Association, we want to get these kids back home, and we want these kids to stay involved.
Yeah.
We want them to continue to run cattle, and it's important that this baseline knowledge, I mean, I know personally, I don't go to bed at night studying facts about cattle, but I know if I had a Quiz Bowl contest 2 or 3 days later, I would go ahead and, you know,
start learning about it.
And I think that's a great learning tool, but we're also able to have fun. And it's a great way to get the youth involved. And like you said about being educated about agriculture, growing up in a rural community personally, you know, agriculture is everywhere. It doesn't have to be explained to the masses. But
right.
When you get to Stillwater in a different environment, you know, being in the Ferguson College of Agriculture, it's a tight-knit group. But we also have to get out there and interact. And whenever you tell somebody you're studying agriculture, they don't really understand what that means, because it's not seen necessarily in some aspects as something to be studied. It's something that's done. So I think a great thing for Morley and I to be able to do is to advocate for agriculture. And all it is just education. I think we both try to do that as best we can. I mean, every day I go out there, and if somebody has a question, I try my best to answer it.
Right.
Or put them in contact with someone who's smarter than me that can answer that question.
So Morley, go ahead and jump in there, Morley.
Absolutely. I think that farmers and ranchers are faced with the ever-growing challenge of feeding and clothing a growing world population with fewer and fewer resources. So the younger that you can equip students with the skills to be able to be an advocate and be able to go out there and make the information and be able to make a difference in those farmers and ranchers' lives is the whole goal for the reason why we show livestock, why we have these competitions. And we, like Turner said, we want them to be able to not only be in agriculture from a young age, but stay in agriculture and continue to be an advocate as they get older. So I think that that is super important. And I think that the OGACA, Ag Youth Council, several other 4-H and FFA, that is the reason why we're here. And I think growing up and being in college now, I can truly appreciate and value that.
Okay, no doubt. Turner, talk a little bit about, you've talked about some of the fun pieces of it, but is there any thing as you all were getting over the years, as you're getting ready for preview show, that didn't go well or was unexpected? And then how did you kind of navigate through some of those bumps in the road?
I know Morley talked a lot about getting our feed samples and stuff ready for Cow Camp. I will tell you, every single year, it's a fight to get a hold of what we need, because,
okay,
you know, what we're doing, we have limited resources,
right,
for how we can get our stuff. So a lot of times we rely on those people in Stillwater to kind of help us out. Judging classes, the years that we have tried to put those things together,
it's a challenge for sure.
It's hard.
Oh,
it
my
is
Lord.
Hard.
Every single year. And now some years are easier than others. You know, one year I think we had half a contest, because that's all we can get a hold of, but we still did it.
Right.
Because we had kids there that wanted to show up. There's definitely difficulties and challenges that show up within what we're trying to do. Obviously, I mean, you have a big group of people, something without a doubt is going, somebody's going to be unhappy, something's going to go
for
wrong,
sure.
You're going to have to problem solve. I think it's, in hindsight, you know, it was a pain then, but now I think it's a growing experience. I mean, that's really all it is. It's just dealing with people. I mean, I've had angry parents walk up to me before, you
right?
know, and that's scary.
Absolutely.
As an 18-year-old, but it teaches you how to communicate and tackle those problems. And I know some years were easier than others, but I think every year we had just as much fun doing it, no matter how the difficulties went.
For sure. And I've seen you all work in the ring, and it gets hot and it's long days. And Morley, have you had either, you know, working on the junior board or even when you're showing, can you think of something that didn't go quite like you wanted it to, or, you know, an experience that now is funny, but maybe wasn't funny in the midst of it?
I actually have a perfect example of this. At a preview show, probably a couple years ago, I had an Angus heifer who, this was her first show, okay. and we were planning to take her to Junior Nationals, get in the ring. She steps on my shoe. I fall down. She jumps on top of me.
Oh, no.
It was probably the most humbling and embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. And I've been showing cattle since I was 5 years old, and that was only a couple years ago. But I had to, you know, I was able to, the emotions were high in the moment,
right?
But once I was able to get past that and be able to get back to the junior board, and I worked the ring the rest of the day. And I think that that was the best thing for me, because I was able to get in there with my friends, and we were able to make light of the situation. So things like that happen, but that's just an example I have.
No. We did provide ice packs.
Hey, that's good. Tylenol. Those are good
big
friends, right?
And a good laugh and a good...
the next day.
Yes,
after you kind of let it all go
Absolutely.
By. Well, and I think we have all had some experience in the show ring that did not go quite like we wanted it to. but that's just part of it, being the animals don't always do exactly what we want them to. So, well, let's talk. We're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about Ag Youth Council, as we have our group this year that is finishing up. I think Lee, they're next. Lee's not on a mic, so he's just nodding here for me. I think they've got one more session to go. But talk about, for you all, having the chance to have spent that year on the Ag Youth Council, why that was valuable to you all, why you might encourage other students to apply for our upcoming Ag Youth Council.
Absolutely. I think that anyone who has the opportunity should certainly apply. For those who may not be super familiar with the program, we have a session every single month, or at least during our experience, we had a session every single month where we got to travel to either a different sector within agriculture or within the Oklahoma City metro area, or something to that extent. And it really was a unique experience because we got to learn from different wheat commission, soybean commission. We got to go to the racehorse place. The name is
Remington.
Right,
yes.
Remington Park.
Yeah. Yes. It really was a lot of fun. And we also got to present. We were given a topic, and we were able to research that topic and present that topic. And that was really enjoyable. And I was able to learn about a different sector of agriculture than I was necessarily familiar okay. with. I think I talked about biosecurity, and within the cattle industry, that's not something that we focus on heavily, but within the poultry and swine industry, it certainly is. So it was very informative for me to learn about, as well as I got to make some really lasting friendships. Turner
Good.
And I is a great example of that, truly. We got close through that experience, and he's been a constant through this freshman year of college, and I'm thankful for that friendship, and that truly was something that bonded us, as well as several other members. So if you have the opportunity, you should certainly apply, and I'm appreciative to Secretary Arthur for providing that opportunity and constantly pushing and encouraging youth to pursue those opportunities.
What about you? I can't take any credit because the staff here does all the work for Ag Youth Council. I just get to pop in and say hi to you guys every once in a while. But Turner, what are your thoughts from your time in Ag Youth Council?
Well, like Morley said, thank you to you, Secretary Arthur, and everybody here that makes all these things possible, like this podcast and like the Ag Youth Council. Never before have we been able to have these opportunities for youth in Oklahoma. So thank you for that. Really appreciate it. But I think, like what Morley said with the Ag Youth Council, it really, I feel like sometimes we get stuck in our own industries a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
As far as agriculture goes, I know I do personally. I get involved and I don't pay attention to what's going on maybe outside that could affect me later. But I think with the Ag Youth Council, we were able to see a lot of different stepping stones of the industry, a lot of different sectors that we didn't think about. Yep. You know, I come from Northeast Oklahoma. We run cattle. We don't raise wheat where I'm from. You know, that's not what we do. But going to the Wheat Commission and seeing what they're doing, et cetera, like you said, the Soybean Commission, all these things really opens your eyes to the diversity of agriculture that we have in Oklahoma. Like Morley said, the presentation, I don't know if you remember this, but my slides did not upload for my presentation.
Oh, no.
I did them the night before. They never went through.
Oh, no.
So I was up there in front of all my peers, yes, who are a lot smarter than I am and a lot more well-versed than I am. See, I don't think I said that right. But I didn't have my slides, so I had to shoot from the hip. And I was red-faced, and it was not very good. But a very memorable experience, no doubt. Got to learn a lot through that experience. So I, like Morley said, I encourage anyone who can, please, I feel like if you need to be a part of this. It's a great opportunity, no doubt.
Well, I think something that's been impressive to me to just watch the Ag Youth Council members over the years is you all really push each other to be better at whatever activity it is. And it's interesting. Sometimes you all know each other. Sometimes you might have kind of known each other. But I do feel like by the end of the program, people are maybe going to room together in college, or they stay connected or go judge together somewhere because of that experience. So, but certainly credit, Lee spends a lot of time with our Ag Youth Council members and lots of other staff members over the years that have done that. So that's been fun to watch you all, and makes me feel old because some of our Ag Youth Council members are like out of college and married now. So it makes me feel really old. But let's pivot real quick. I want Turner, you and Morley to think about, this is kind of give you just a second to think about, if you were going to give your 10-year-old self advice, what advice would you, if you could channel back to when you're 10 years old, what advice would you give yourself? Morley, we'll have you start.
Oh, Turner's going to enjoy that one. Well, I think the first thing that popped into my head was take a step back and appreciate the opportunities that you're in while you're in them. And maybe not necessarily take everything so seriously.
Okay.
If you know me or you know my personality, I am a perfectionist and I hyper-focus on essentially everything. But I think that that sometimes gets in my way of enjoying opportunities or really appreciating things for what they are. So I think I would go back and tell my 10-year-old self to appreciate where you're at while you're at it, and don't try to rush any opportunity, but truly just appreciate
it. Okay, no, that's great advice. All right, Turner, back to 10-year-old Turner Longacre. What advice would you give him?
Well, be nicer, first of all, and do better. But
say thank you to your mom,
yes,
right?
Yes, thanks, Mom. That's right. Yeah, be a better son. No, slow down. I know Morley kind of said it, but I really think, I mean, we're not old by any means. We're 19, but I still think the fact that being 10 was 9 years ago, I don't know about you, but I think I just grew another gray hair in my head. Anybody that knows
he's
me
got
knows,
a few.
No, they know they're around. So, but no, I think really just slow down and enjoy the stepping stones, because looking back through being a part of 4-H,
yeah,
being a part of FFA, being a part of the Oklahoma Junior Cattlemen's Association, Ag Youth Council, serving on my officer team for 3 years. Those things right there, I rushed through those opportunities. But looking back, I don't know where I would be today if it wouldn't have been for those opportunities in my life. So I think for anybody that's 10 years old listening to this, if you're a part of 4-H, just slow down and enjoy it. Don't rush. Don't try to get through it or whatever.
Right.
That's not how it needs to go. Just slow down and enjoy it, because you'll look back one day, soon enough, when you're 19, maybe, and those monuments in your life are they're gone. I mean, that it's past. You know, slow down and enjoy the moment. I think Morley said that, and I don't know if I said it in a worse way or not.
No, certainly, so many core memories. I think that you don't realize when you're in the midst of it, but then reflecting back, there's some wonderful ones from all those times.
All joking aside, I do also want to tell any young listeners out there, truly do thank your parents because they
absolutely
put you in the position that you are. And my parents specifically, I would not be where I am today without them, undoubtedly. So mom and dad, if you're listening, I know you are. thank you. I appreciate you. Turner, go ahead. Say thank you.
Thank you, mom and dad. But parents and people you surround yourself with,
yes,
are exponentially important. I mean, obviously your parents are going to be a constant, but it's the people that you surround yourself with that are going to push you so that you can become a better person. You need to, even at a young age, you should still do it. You should conform your group to the best possible people to be around you, and it's only going to make you go further in life.
Nope, I think that is very, very good advice. So we're getting close to time here, and this is the first time I've done this, so we'll try this out on you all. You all, how about you each ask each other a question as we get wrapped up here on the pod? Or you can ask me a question too, but I thought you might want to ask each other a question.
Shoot.
Oh, goodness. Okay. What would be something good? What are your future goals and career plans, and how does agriculture play a role in those plans?
Good question, Morley, especially just on the fly. Great question.
Yeah, really great, great, great question. Morley, thank you for that. I think agriculture, I know agriculture will always play a part in my life because it's made me who I am. It's made my mom, made my dad who they are, my entire family. We all come from agriculture, right? And I take a lot of pride in that. So agriculture will always be a part of my life. I will always be an advocate for it. Anything I can do to help, I will always do. As for future plans, graduate college. We're going to take slow steps. I think my mother would like to hear that I'm going to join her at the Capitol one day.
Okay.
And that's a very real possibility. But I think, Morley, I'm going to take the easy way out, and I'm going to say we're going to get through the next 3 years, and then we're going to see where we end up from there.
Okay. All right, Turner, now question for Morley.
So being a part, I was never, and this is a personal question for me, I never was super, both of you can answer this if you'd like, I was never super a part of 4-H. I was always in it, but I never was active in it like I was in the FFA. Okay. So maybe you could talk a little bit about 4-H and kind of how it catapulted you. Because I think a lot of times 4-H, we consider it a stepping stone to FFA.
Right.
But what a lot of people don't understand is it's its own organization with its own youth leadership. And I think that's really important that we need to understand that. So if you want to, I know you both.
Yeah, that's a great question. Morley, you go, and then I'll add a few comments.
Well, uniquely to that, that's actually how I got to know Secretary Arthur at first. She served in the capacity at the 4-H Foundation. So built that connection from early on, and I think that is a testament to the 4-H program. It's definitely one that contributed a lot of good in my life. I started as a 5-year-old Cloverbud member, learned about the importance of public speaking, was able to really pursue the beef project area. So all the things that I did growing up directly translated into my beef project area, as well as public speaking and leadership opportunities, serving on the local level, district level, and eventually the state level. So I think there's a lot of opportunities for youth in 4-H to be able to have unique experiences that are devoted towards them, and they're able to pursue exactly what they want to do with the support of the Oklahoma Extension Program. So I think that that's just a little bit about my story, but I'm definitely a huge advocate for both the 4-H and FFA program.
No, absolutely. And Turner, I think you bring up a good point that some people don't know, that you can kind of continue through that 4-H program onto all those opportunities. But I think back, I grew up in Grady County, and we had a strong 4-H program there. But I think about some of the things that I did as a little kiddo that you didn't know, because like your 4-H educator was like, this is what you're going to do. So, you know, with my buddy doing a demonstration contest on how to bake bread, right, where you're learning how to speak and communicate well and, you know, think in a linear process, and that's just what we did, right? Because that's what we had practiced after school, and everything. I think fun things about 4-H, that because it is a younger, but we did like dress to impress when we're at lots of things.
Yes.
That
we had. I think fabrics and fashion now.
Yes, yeah. I mean, so I know I'm so old. They're not even called the same thing. Turner is what Morley's trying to tell me over there. But it was I think one of the best things. I love both youth development programs, but the unique niche I think that 4-H kind of fills is you can essentially pick a project area that is designed towards your interest. Right. I was more of a horse kid than a cattle kid when I was young, and we didn't have, there's not as much of a space on the equine side and the FFA program as there is on the 4-H side. But really, it doesn't matter if you had interest in ATVs or shooting sports or fashion and fabric. No matter what your interest, 4-H can design a project area that is specifically for you. And I think just gives a lot of confidence to students. And two, there's a great mentor piece of that, because then you have your older 4-H members that are doing presentations to younger students. So great program. There's no question here in Oklahoma, on the FFA side and the 4-H side, we have the best youth development programs in the U.S.
Absolutely.
I mean, our kids compete at the national level extremely well. So just lots of good memories. I think I was telling Lee the other day about, we had one of the 4-H moms. We did cooking classes at her house every Saturday. She was actually a physician in town, but we would cook something different at her house. And I don't know why she signed up for that, because we always destroyed her kitchen every single Saturday. But we were probably fourth or fifth grade, and we learned how to make all sorts of, cobbler pie from scratch. And we were so proud of ourselves. So lots of good memories. All right, we're getting wrapped up. Any final comments, Turner or Morley, that you want to share before we sign off?
Nothing else other than thank you for the opportunity, and I hope you guys enjoyed listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Secretary Arthur.
Well, thank you both for being on. We will look forward to both the preview show, I think end of May this year, beginning of June.
Yes, ma'am. May 30th through June 1st.
Okay, there in Stillwater.
Yes, ma'am. At the Payne County Fairgrounds.
Okay, Payne County Fairgrounds. And then Cattlemen's, their association meeting will be later in July. So just look for those. We'll look forward to seeing lots of familiar faces there, but thank you both for being on with us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Morley and Turner have departed. I've once again commandeered one of the microphones. Lee Benson back here with Secretary Blaine Arthur. And Secretary Arthur, what did you think about your chat with Morley and Turner?
Well, certainly very impressed with both of them. And I, the thing I really liked was when I asked them what advice they would give to themselves, to be not any older than they both are, and to kind of reflect back on, kind of enjoying and soaking in the moment. I was pretty impressed that they have that perspective at such a young age.
Yeah, and that stood out to me as well. I did want to talk about it because you mentioned that Morley talked about how she's like, okay, just maybe take a step back, appreciate things more, the opportunity. And I know Turner's was very similar, talking about how just maybe slow down. I know he was joking about being nicer and being nicer, which was definitely his personality. Certainly both of their personalities came out quite a bit.
They did.
In there. To your point, that's one of those things when I hear them say that, take a step back, kind of, realize what you have or opportunities. I try to remind myself of that to this day as much as possible. Right. And I would imagine you probably do to some extent as well. And just the fact that they're so young and they're already thinking that, I mean, they're going to have so many other opportunities and chances moving forward to do that. So that's a good idea. It makes me think of a personal situation. My memory, I've realized, is I've gotten older. Not that I'm super old or anything, but I think I have selective memory. Like, it's not as good as I would like to be.
Maybe we all do. Might all have that.
But I do have this memory when I was in college, either my first or second year of college, and I was playing college baseball at junior college in Dodge City, Kansas. And I remember it was probably in the fall, and I hated fall ball, fall baseball.
Oh, okay. Because it's hot?
I just, the fall's for football. I love football.
Okay.
It's football season. But
fair enough.
But you're in college to play baseball, so it's year-round, basically.
Gotcha.
And I knew that was what I was signing up for, so I was just complaining about it. But so it was one of the fall times, and we had to go out and practice. And I remember thinking to myself one time, another day of practice, I don't want to do this. I just want to do nothing today. But at some point, probably like 20 years from now, I'm going to be thinking to myself, I'd love to go out to baseball practice today. And you know what? It's true. Because
Oh, good for you. I'm impressed that you thought that.
But at the same time, though, did I appreciate it enough back then? Probably not, because I was a teenager.
I think that's the nature of it. But I'm very impressed. I don't think I had any of those thoughts during college. Really? I was always just running to the next event, to the next event. So I'm impressed that you thought that.
Well, it's just because it's been so long. I mean, would I want to do that for very long? No, not really. But just the idea of having fun and going out and playing. You know,
yes.
So it's good that those kids have that mentality right now. Agreed. And that's going to definitely serve them well. I do enjoy, and I didn't know because I haven't. So I got into this job kind of in the middle of whenever both Morley and Turner were in Ag Youth Council.
Yep.
So
yep.
I got to know them a little bit, but I didn't get to know them as well as the current group since I've been with them the entire time. I didn't know how good of friends they've become. And so I think that's really neat that they became really good friends. Maybe even before Ag Youth Council, but certainly during it, and now going to college together. And it seemed, I mean, you could tell they had really good rapport.
Agreed. And I will agree with you, Lee. I didn't realize that they were that good of friends either. And just to hear them talk about how that had been helpful as they'd started into their freshman year of college, because that freshman year can be kind of tough and bumpy. And just having someone that you know well that you can visit with, or maybe, you know, go grab a hot dog with, or Coney Island, that's what I was searching for. But to have those buddies, I think, makes a big, big difference in, well, just in life. We all like having friends that we can call on or rely on. So I thought that was really, really nice to hear.
And I always enjoy whenever you ask these kids about times when things have not gone according to plan.
Right.
And they've had to figure it out on the fly. And so they had some good answers. They had some good thoughts there. I didn't know. I mean, I personally, not that I've been to many livestock shows yet at this point, but I have not seen a situation where an Angus cow gets on top or falls on top of a human. And so when Morley told that story, I thought, oh no, she looks just, clearly she survived. She's fine.
Right. But, right.
Does that happen that much? Or, I know, like, obviously you don't want that to happen, but is that pretty rare?
It's not as rare maybe as we would like for it to be, unfortunately. And part of it is you have some animals that have been to more events or more shows, so they're a little more seasoned. But the cattle typically are the little more challenging species in regards to that, because if they see something that they don't like or is brand new to them, even you may have done all this work at home, but they may decide that they want to go a different direction or they don't want to be there. And even with very experienced showmen like Morley is, sometimes they just decide they don't want to cooperate. So I think that's part of showing livestock, of course. But then, as you heard too, she said, but my friends were there and kind of cheered me up and reminded me that, because everyone, if anyone has shown enough, everyone has some show ring experience that was not their favorite day, you know, and that's just part of it. So,
and I think one of Turner's examples, and this may have been from a different topic, but I think he was talking about when he was in charge, I think it was in relation to OJCA, and he said he's had situations where he's had angry parents come up to him and
right,
talk to him, and he even acknowledged, like, you know, as a teenager and you got these parents yelling at you and stuff, and he said, but hey, it's a learning experience. But I can't say that I don't think I ever had really to this I've never really had any angry parents come up to me anyways. And I'm in my mid-30s. Granted, that maybe that shows that I've never really had that much position or that many positions of power. I guess I was a part-time summer baseball coach once, but all the parents were pretty cool. So they
okay, I'm impressed, because sometimes sports parents can get kind of fired up. So yeah.
But anyway, so him dealing with that, I don't know if I'm, yeah, that's something that I'm sure will, I mean, he didn't like it at the time, but he certainly learned from it. So that was interesting, I thought.
No, it is. And certainly people get very passionate about their kids in competitive events, no matter what those events are. And two, you're probably, whatever your job is later on, you're going to have some interaction if it's with the public or coworkers or whatever it might be. And I think sometimes what you learn the most from that is, okay, even when I'm upset, maybe I don't want to approach someone else that way. So sometimes that's a learning experience.
And then I like the very end, trying something new, having them ask questions to one another. I didn't know where you were going with that, so I was on the edge of my seat. And I could definitely tell Turner certainly loved the question that he got from Morley.
Yes.
Which he, Yeah, I mean, so his life plans right now, and I appreciate it because it's very consistent with his advice for his 10-year-old. You know, just take a step back. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Let's appreciate it. He just wants to graduate college,
which is good. That's an important check mark. Yeah. Yes, that's good.
No, I thinking on his feet, I thought it was good because then it gave Morley and you a chance to talk more about 4-H. And you know, I've certainly learned a lot about 4-H since I've been working here from you and from others, but there's even some more things there that I didn't necessarily know. So that was a good situation, which I thought, okay, that was a good little segment. And so
I was impressed. They were just very quickly, they came up with questions, and that can be hard to do. So they did a great job.
And they also, the last thing I did want to acknowledge, I believe both of them made a point to say, make sure you say thank you to your parents.
Yes, yes.
As a parent, I'm sure you love to hear something like that.
Well, it is very nice to hear. I think it's probably harder when you're as a teenager. I mean, I think back to my teenage days, and you always think that you're smarter than your parents. I think that's maybe the nature of being a teenager, possibly.
Yeah.
But then as you get older, you appreciate if it was your mom going to watch all your baseball games or their parents dragging them around to a livestock show. I think as you look back, you are very appreciative of that.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe my mom did as much as she, because she doesn't even really like baseball that much.
And, but you were playing, so she was there.
Exactly.
Yes.
But she read a lot of books during all those games. And she will happily tell you that. And that's totally okay with me. Okay, yeah. So thank you to Turner and Morley. Really fun conversation. And as you're listening to this episode, I did want to mention that Ag Day at the Capitol is coming up soon. That's going to be next week. Oklahoma Agricultural will be showcased at the state capitol. That's Tuesday, April 16th. And so I'll throw it over to you, Secretary Arthur. What are you kind of looking forward to this year? I know this is always a really big event on the calendar that we always have.
It is. And, you know, we don't always get to pick favorites, but we can say that Ag Day at the Capitol is our favorite day at the Capitol. Our staff here do an exceptional job of putting all those pieces together. So I'm very excited. We have some 4-H'ers this year that are going to do some special presentations about careers in agriculture to kick us off that morning. Our House Ag Chair, Representative Dell Curbs, will make some comments. And then our Senate Ag Chair, Senator Chris Kidd, we'll make some comments to get us started. We'll have Made in Oklahoma companies and other ag commodity groups in the rotunda. Really love the chance for legislators to see the diversity of ag in the state and get to visit with all those groups. We'll highlight our Ag in the Classroom winners. We've got great students from all over Oklahoma that will be there, and their legislators will get to present them with citations. And so it's just truly a day filled with all things ag at the state capitol, and we appreciate everybody that makes time to be there and helps us to make it a great day every year.
You hit on it all, and I did want to highlight one. The first thing you said is the 4-H'ers. I'm very intrigued by how that's going to be, because you mentioned it's a presentation, but I think it's going to be, it's not like a group presentation. I don't think it's going to be pretty unique, and I'm not really sure what to expect yet, but it's a really fun idea. And so kudos to everyone involved with that.
Agree. I'm looking forward to that. I know the students have been working hard, and I know the legislators will appreciate it. So it's the first time we've had that. And I know Mary Ruth Cohenauer, who's our market development director, she's been helping organize all of that. So I'm very excited to see that as well.
And it is going to be the final time that our current Ag Youth Council will be meeting. It's not an official session, but it's good to kind of end everything with Ag Day at the Capitol. So they'll be there to help out and assist. So big day planned on Tuesday, April 16th at the Capitol. We'll finish up with our random ag fact of the day. And according to the latest Census of Agriculture, 98% of Oklahoma farms are family owned and operated. So walking around, you meet a farmer, really good chance here in Oklahoma that they own their own farm, and also a good chance that farm has a pretty good backstory, I would imagine.
Agreed.
Based on what I've learned.
Agreed. Lots of history. And I think that's important for consumers to know that these are family owned and operated operations. I think sometimes there's maybe a different view or lens that gets presented sometimes from different sources. So it's just usually family operations and a lot of times multi-generational. And I'm always impressed that all those families can get along and work together. I really love my husband, but I don't know that I could work with him every day in the way that some of those families do. So it's pretty good stuff, and always love to hear those individual stories of those farmers and ranchers.
Well, thank you for joining us on this edition of Young Ag Achievers. We invite you to join us for future episodes when we talk to more of Oklahoma agriculture's Young Ag Achievers. For Secretary Arthur, I am Lee Benson. Thank you for listening.